We are to go to the ends of the earth, September 26. We are the light of the world. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Matthew 5:14. Our duty will only be discerned and appreciated when viewed in the light which shines from the life of Christ. As the sun rises in the east and passes toward the west, filling the world with light, so the true follower of Christ will be a light unto the world. He will go forth into the world as a bright and shining light, that those who are in darkness may be lightened and warmed by the rays shining forth from him. Christ says of his followers, "Ye are the light of the world." Those who do not work in hopefulness keep themselves under a cloud of doubt. The enemy is not dead yet, and the nearer we come to the close of this earth's history, the more vigilant will be the efforts of satanic agencies to keep souls under a cloud of doubt, so that the light of heaven shall not be expressed in words and acts to bring hope and cheer and courage to others. The world is full of hurry and disappointment. The words are addressed to you. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The words in favor of truth, spoken with the assurance that comes from the possession of a right purpose and in cheerful hope from a pure heart, will make the angels rejoice. The Lord would have us spiritually minded that we may be able to see the working out of his plans in our lives. We are to be laborers together with God in accomplishing the work that he would have done. Wherever we are to reflect light. When the grace of Christ is expressed in the words and works of the believers, light will shine forth to those who are in darkness. For while the lips are speaking to the praise of God, the hand will be stretched out in beneficence for the help of the perishing.